The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side. And for the first time in over a year, you get just me. Not really just me, but my co-host Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank is not with us today because he is up in fabulous Whistler, Canada, shushing down the slopes and most likely eating a big old pile of poutine because as Jennifer here in the studio is having so much joy of me saying a pile of poutine. For you listeners out there, if you don't know what poutine is, it is a very, very decadent dish. You can look it up, P-O-U-T-I-N-E. It's basically a coronary on a plate. Yes, David Summers, thank you for that. It is. And it's basically like fries with a gravy and sausage and cheese curds. And it's just decadently wonderful after you've spent a hard day skiing or, you know, snowboarding, any cross-country skiing, I don't care. Whatever you're doing that's hard, that's a fantastic thing to finish it with, as long as you're, you know, healthy enough to be able to handle all that. But I'm sure it is literally cardiac on a plate. But anyway, so Eric's up there. We're expecting him to text in a pile of poutine photo while we're here, hopefully. We'll post that on the blog this week when we get this recording done. But what it also means for our listeners today is, unfortunately, we're not going to have the typical market rate update. Usually we let Eric do that because he gets all the fun charts and everything from his workplace. And it would also be outside of my licensing for me to start getting into things such as interest rates. So we won't even try and touch that. What we have been seeing over the last couple of weeks, as many people know, since the election, we've seen some volatility in interest rates bouncing around up and down. We did see them go over 4% at a certain level. And they've been watching things very closely as the rest of the election unfolds in terms of seeing who's being put in certain kinds of positions and what's going to happen. And then, of course, we're looking at overall world matters. And today, speaking of things that matter, we're going to go on the more micro level. Instead of the macro level of what's going on in the world and how that might impact us, we're going to go micro. And today I have a wonderful guest. I'm so excited that he's here. Randy Banneker of Banneker & Associates, who is, what are you? So Randy, why don't you say what your actual title is? Because I think of you as the PR consultant for the Seattle King County Association of Realtors.
Sure. So what I do is I help companies and organizations do things with government or have government not do things to them.
Okay. All right. So you're like a chaperone of sorts.
Right. Right.
You're like a government chaperone.
Okay. That's the way to put it.
Yes, it's probably the kindest way I can put it. But so we met many, many moons ago, I want to say very early on in my real estate career, because I joined the realtor organization immediately and dove into some of the committees. And we got to know each other through the, as you say it, the Government and Public Affairs Committee.
Right.
At the association.
You jumped into government affairs and you had a lot to say and a lot of smart a lot of smart things to say and guidance for the organization and your colleagues.
Oh, wow. Okay. I hadn't heard that. Usually I get told I'm just being a smart ass. So I guess thank you for that. I'll take that. That kudos along with the card I got today. For anybody who happens to read Seattle Magazine, apparently that's just come out with the 5-star professional awards.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So the staff here gave me this really cute card. I'm like totally over the moon about that. But yeah, so I jumped into, you know, I jumped into the government and public affairs because going into this field, I know that we have so many regulations that impact us
right.
on federal, state, and local levels. And I thought, what better way to get myself educated on these things right away? Because, you know, when I worked in technology, I was involved in different associations that kept me up to speed about what was happening in the industry, what was going on with the product development, that kind of stuff. And it just made sense to get engaged at that level, in a new industry.
Right.
And I'm so glad I did, because I did learn quite a bit. Sometimes I was always at, well, I shouldn't say I was always at. At times I was at odds with people in the organization. And I think sometimes that's helpful to hear a different point of view, because oftentimes they kind of rally around their own point of view.
Right. It's that old saying, if everyone is thinking alike, no one's thinking very much. And so...
Oh, my gosh. You almost made me spit my water out. That's a great saying. I didn't know that one. Okay. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think, too, a lot of the just speaking about some of the issues that realtors tackle, they're very they're not industry specific as much as they are homeowner specific.
Right.
And so that's a really nice feature. That's what one of the reasons I really enjoy working with the Association of Realtors is that a lot of their scope of work is trying to ensure that homeowners, their investments are protected, and they have knowledge of a transaction, how it works, that someone is fighting for them in terms of guarding against excessive fees and delays in that process, because what's good for them is good for the industry, and that is an ability to buy and sell real property in a way that isn't encumbered.
Right.
With process and red tape.
Right, exactly. And I'll say another reason I was super happy about having you come on is there have been times, Eric and I have known each other 13 years also, and we have a great working relationship with each other and lots of clients that we've worked with mutually. And, we don't always work together, but we've got a long history of it. And a few times, even just on this show, he'll say, oh, the realtor will this and that. And I'm like, hold on a second. Not every agent is a realtor. Every realtor is an agent, but not every agent is a realtor. And he thinks I'm, being pedantic or something. It's like, no, this is a serious thing. It is an organization. And we do fight for a lot of things. A lot of people, since I got in this industry, I've told folks, I used to sell one of the most boring technology products on the planet. It's not even really necessary anymore, but it was so boring. But people were always, oh, you're in technology? Oh, tell me more. And I was like, there's not a lot. It's boring. Necessary, but boring. Right. And then I got into real estate, and literally I would be at cocktail parties, and one of two things would happen. People who knew me and had worked with me, I had a couple of them where I walked in, people were like, oh my gosh, you're here. My realtor's here. Come over here. We need to talk to you. And it was either I was pulled into a conversation very quickly because they were, because people talk about real estate all the time, whether they realize it or not. I mean, sure. I could sit in any coffee shop or restaurant and 5 to 8 tables around me, if I'm quiet and listening, which my husband won't believe I actually do, I'll hear all these tables around me. And at some point in every single table conversation, it will lead to something about housing, whether it's buying and selling, renting, thinking about moving, all these, there's so many, what's rezoning in their neighborhood. There's all kinds of things that are impacting them. And it's either I get that reaction of, oh my gosh, you're here. Please share with us what you know. Or there might be the, I don't know somebody and I'm getting introduced and they're like, oh, well, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm a real estate agent. And people will sometimes physically step a whole step away from me. And I've called people out on it and just said, did you just realize you did that? And they'll, what? And sometimes it's completely without them knowing. And I'll follow that question up with, what really bad experience did you have that makes you feel that way?
Right.
Like, obviously, you had a really bad experience. Please tell me about it, because I want to make sure I never make that mistake.
Right.
And I learned a lot those first few years asking those kinds of questions and learned from other people's mistakes. That's one of the other things about the Realtor Association from an education standpoint. Like Jen, who's here in the room with us today, she's newer in the industry. And so one of the things I love about it is that twice a week we get these educational updates by the way of the legal questions.
Right.
So Annie Fitzsimmons sending out the Q&A that comes from the legal hotline on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday it's there. And then on Fridays, now it used to be another email. Now they send it out in video and it talks about something that's going on in the industry.
Right.
And I am faithfully reading those because you can gain so much more real world knowledge without putting your client at risk.
Exactly.
And so again, that was why I joined, you know, the Realtor Association. That's why I jumped into government affairs right away and just got engaged. And so, yeah, you and I met, and given what you do, so you learn a lot about what's going on in the overall state as well as the county down to the city level. And right. When you and I met recently, we kind of wanted to focus on mostly, well, kind of the whole area, but a lot of Seattle too.
Right.
Right? Because affordable housing is a huge issue here.
And Seattle is, you know, for our county, for our region, it's kind of the bellwether. It's the telltale. Mm-hmm. A lot of what's happening in Seattle, we're going to start to see happen in the adjoining cities and the suburban cities.
Right.
And so Seattle is just a great way to kind of look and see what's going right, what's maybe needs a little course correction. Mm-hmm. Again, if your focus is even outside the city of Seattle.
Okay. So what I know, we want to cover a lot of stuff today. So we're going to talk about what's going on in the city of Seattle. We're also going to touch on Growth Management Act, right?
Yes. And okay. They're connected.
Right. They are definitely connected. So I'm going to put this out there for our listeners, because in case you want to get queued up with a question that you might find pertinent to today's show, we do have a 866-712-1300 as our number. And David Summers will be the person who will answer that call and get you queued up for us if you choose to do so. But I know there's a lot of people who get impacted by the Growth Management Act. And so we may end up having some people, and there's a lot of Seattle folks right now all fired up about all kinds of things around housing and affordability
right.
and what's going on in the rental market and some of the things the council's doing. But again, I'm going to give that number out, 866-712-1300. As we start preparing to go into the next segment, because we'll get about 12 minutes of time to really get into the meat of something, what do you think is going to be the first thing that we want to try and address?
I think it's our biggest challenge, and that is the middle class, middle income earners are finding fewer and fewer options for living near their job in Seattle.
Okay. All right. I think that's going to be a phenomenal topic. So listeners, most definitely, if affordability is an issue for you, or you have thoughts on what you think we could do to work on affordability, please do call in. I'm with Team Reba, but this is Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro Realty. We'll be right back in a moment.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.